Hi, welcome back to the MFers, talking about the country, the NFL world.
You're missing something.
Just maybe not talking about as much as they should, given the, you know, just the last few weeks.
Who mentioned this first? Was Seth Wickersham the guy?
Chris Curtis.
Chris Curtis did.
Come on.
I think it was our guy Foyer back in May.
Let's not bring Curtis into
this. I think we have that. But
it's
I was asking about Rob, like, what it means for Rob Gronkowski. We all know that, I think at one point, even when he was in New England, I remember the whole rumors to Detroit and the threat to retire. They'll never play with another quarterback. You know, when he retires, Brady comes over to Tampa, he unretires. But you sort of wonder, like, okay, what's the future of Rob Gronkowski?
I'm revolving myself.
Yeah, he's revolving himself. So is it tied strictly to Tom Brady? Chris Gronkowski, his brother, this was back in September. The end of September of this year, September 21st, I believe, 2021, he talked to TMZ and had this to say about Gronk's relationship with Brady.
How long do you think he'll keep doing this, Chris?
Really, I think the answer is as long as Tom plays. It was whatever Tom has left. I think that's what Rob has left as well. I just can't see him playing with another quarterback. You know, that's it's tough, man. It's tough to get that chemistry. It's tough to win. You know, once you lose that QB. So I mean, I don't know what Tom has left. He looks amazing. So it could be another 5 years still. But I think Rob will play it out until Tom plays it out. Is what I'm thinking.
All right. So I mean, I guess so. It's a little odd, though, but I can understand. And what I got from that is, like, listen, you're really gambling on winning if you don't know who your quarterback is. Like, Brady's a sure thing. He's about as close to a sure thing as any of these other quarterbacks. Aaron Rodgers is pretty much a sure thing when you look at, hey, you know you're going to be good. Your offense is going to be good. Your offense isn't going to suck. So I could see that. It's a little odd because, you know, I think at some point in time you just don't want to give it up. But if he leaves and then who's taking his spot? Some young rookie?
See, I could see Gronk feeling that way. Yeah, like Brady leaves. Well, I'm in Tampa. I'm enjoying life. I don't think we're a contender anymore. I got to start with a young quarterback.
It would suck. He would hate it. Yeah. Imagine, what if Mac was his quarterback?
I was losing that joy in life.
What if Mac and Gronk were paired up? How odd would that be? How It'd difficult
be an odd
would
couple.
It be?
If they roomed together, it would be the odd couple.
It would be the new odd couple.
Imagine if they all roomed together, the four of them, lived in the same. It'd be an odd couple.
It would suck.
Yeah, it would be the odd couple.
It would be like one guy's telling you not to do the keg stand, and listen, you got to hurry up and get to bed. We have work in the morning.
So I mean, but if you're Rob Gronkowski and you're sitting there saying, "Tom, this is great, man. You know, my body feels good. We're back in the playoffs. And, you know, we made the NFC title game or whatever. I'm feeling good. Rob, I think this is it for me. Okay, yeah, you know, forget about all that stuff. I'm done. Like, you know, I know my body feels good. I'm having fun, but I guess I'm retired too. Like, you have to ask Tom, like, hey, when can I retire? Like, when are you done? Because when you're done, I'm done.
Yeah.
So how does that work?
Yeah, no, I think it makes sense, though. It makes sense.
It does. Tyler, what do you got?
What about this idea? So the Manning cast has been a huge success, a blockbuster for ESPN. Amazon's trying to recreate it. Tom Brady and Gronk do their own version of a Manning cast, get the bag $15 million a piece. They don't have to take a single hit. They get paid $1 million per game, and everyone watches that version of Thursday Night Football on Amazon Prime.
Hmm. See, I could see Gronk doing that.
Yeah.
I could just see, like, Brady going done. He's just done. You know what I mean? Like, just done. Brady gear, Brady brand, whatever
Brady
the hell it's called.
Crypto, Brady
TB12.
Collector watches, crypto, yachts,
all this stuff.
Brady boats.
Even like, did you guys see, like, the video of him, like, introducing his Brady brand? Like, at the end of it, he sort of teased, like, this is just the beginning. Like, there's more. You know what I mean? So what is that? Okay, he's a TB12 nutrition and Brady brand clothing, and he's like, yeah, there's more coming. You know, it's like, okay, what the hell would that be? I don't see him doing telecasts.
Well, the other problem with Gronk on a telecast, Gronk can't talk.
And it's to be a purpose, to be have passion in my life.
Yeah, but you don't want to. Hold on, Peter.
Four-hour football game.
You don't want to listen. When he was working with Fox, the only questions.
Awful.
Well, that's irrelevant. But my point is that the only questions he asked were about that he had to answer were about playing the tight end position and anything to do with the Patriots. Like, that was it.
Yeah.
Like, he wasn't coming on there to provide analysis of the game. Hey, Gronk, what do you think about the first half? What?
Right.
Like, so that's
it does not matter. Coach Belichick is making you go out on that practice field, and he's making you show up on time, even if there's a blizzard.
Okay, so, right? That's all he did. He didn't do anything. He didn't do anything, you know, next level.
No.
And but I would also again, say, like, but to your point, though, real quick.
Yeah.
The whole brand thing and, like, pushing the body wear and the TB12 brand.
Sure.
Like you do kind of, you can't just disappear now. Like part of your brand is staying in the public eye. So you're not going to do a reality show like the Kardashians. So you're going to have to stay relevant. And if he's not playing, how is he staying relevant? Why do young people care about wearing the Brady Band? What makes that cool?
To explain, I am the fire.
Is he the fire?
I understand it falls off, but I mean, you can't tell me the TB12 and Brady Brand, like he needs to. You don't think Alex is sitting there or whatever, his manager is sitting there saying, listen, you got to keep playing football because we got to sell some more stuff. You got to keep, like, literally 55. Like, we need another 10 years of this stuff. Like, it can't be all tied into that. And to be honest with you, talk about running risks of, like, you know, next year teams, you know, losing coaches, players leaving. You know, again, if you're leaving now on top of your game at 44 years old and either MVP or runner-up to MVP, and we'll see how the season ends for this team, you can sit there and say, at 44, look how it ended. I played all these years in the NFL. My body felt just as good the day I left as it did when I started. Like, that's worth something as opposed to saying, you know, sitting there in a cast, you know, or whatever, because he blew this out or blew that out, blew this out. He's like, see, I told you, pliability. Career's over because I just blew up my knee.
Yeah, what I think is actually amazing with all this is just like that there is no Brady fatigue. I mean, because I think there is. From whom? Like, for who's getting tired of him? I feel like even the discussion. Okay, so it's Wednesday. So it is Wednesday, right?
No one cares about Brady. This isn't Tampa on the text line.
Okay, that's my point. Nobody cares.
Twitch, which you could check us out on Twitch. Just all you got to do is follow WEI on Twitch. You can watch the show there. Ooh, people in the same.
Stop with the language.
Can't stand Brady. You know what I mean? Like, it just.
You guys are reaching.
Yeah, we're reaching. Oh, by the way, I do remember having this conversation, Brady's final year with the New England Patriots. And I forget what week it was, midway through the year. We're like, are we missing the story that this is the last year for Brady, or could be? No, idiots. Brady ain't going anywhere. He's not stupid enough to leave.
What did Schefter know?
Yeah. Yeah. And it was like, we're kind of missing a big story. Like, we're watching the final five or six games of Tom Brady's career here in New England. No, idiots. Stupid. Well, that's fine. I'm going to watch Sunday's game like it's his last game.
It would not surprise me if April, okay, in April, there was like a statement released from Brady expressing his gratitude, love, and appreciation for both teams that he played with, all the coaches that mentored him, and all the owners of the teams that he played for. His family, his parents, his kids, his baby mama, everybody.
See, I don't know if you can follow that timeline, though. You know, even this Gotham Chopra, like, tweet about the 10th episode of Manny Arena. It's still in production, likely out this spring. Don't we have to know kind of like free agency, draft, March, early April?
Well, that is important.
Like, because, Tampa Bay sitting out there, yeah. Like, yeah, we're talking about, like, signing a quarterback, drafting a quarterback. Like, I don't know if you can wait till, like, end of April, May, deep into the spring or whatever. It's going to have to be, you know, shortly after this, and then maybe you could tease it and say, oh, yeah, remember that episode's coming out in the spring? Yeah. That final episode is a two-hour special reflecting on my career and not just a one-hour piece.
Well, what do you think is more likely? Let me ask you this one. What do you think is more likely? Brady announcing before the season where he turns 45 that he's done, because his contract also runs out at that point in time. He signed that little extension, which added a year. Or that he just, you know, unceremoniously just releases a statement and says, I'm done. Thank you. Or does he come back and sign a one-day contract for the Patriots? Does he alert that? Because why wouldn't you do that?
I'll tell you what, given where Brady's career is, it would be, I think it would almost, like an Instagram sort of small video tease that something produced by Gotham Chopra is coming out. And you can watch it on ESPN+. A two-hour goodbye from Tom Brady and produce it that way. One of the most watched, you know, segments, and he's reflecting on his career and he's talking to the fans that way. Like, that's how I can see
ultimately,
which is set up to do it in the offseason.
He wants to own the narrative. He wants to own the discussion. He doesn't want it to be released. He doesn't want somebody else speaking for him. He has to be able to control it. That's something that he didn't have.
Yeah. Let me go to the calls here, because Jerry in Keene, New Hampshire, brings something up I want him to discuss. Go ahead, Jerry. You're on with Lou and Christian.
Yeah, good afternoon, guys. You know, the more I'm sitting here listening to discuss things about Tom Brady, and he's won Super Bowls, he has a beautiful wife, they're millionaires, they really don't need any more money. So my question to you guys is Tom Brady's life all about Tom Brady, or is he selfish? Because you did mention, you know, the kids that are growing up without him being there 6-8 months out of the year. So I'd just like to get your opinion on that.
I would say, first off, I think everyone's selfish. I think when it really comes down to it, you know, so I don't look at that and say, oh,
you can't play that sport and not be selfish.
Right.
Because you're required to be selfish because you have to devote so much time to it. And you have to sacrifice your relationships.
Yeah, so I just think, is Tom Brady selfish? Sure. I mean, part of him. Yeah, there's no question about it. But, I mean, it's like any kind of athlete. I mean, you're married to a woman and you're like, yeah, I'm not done playing yet. What, you know, you're selfish. You need to stop now for me. Who's being selfish now? You want me to stop for you. But what about me, right? So, I mean, it kind of goes both ways. I understand he's got a family to raise, but it seems like they've kind of, this is how they've grown up.
Yeah, I know. The good part is that's all they know. What's going to be weird? What's going to be weird is when he's home all the time.
Right, it's all they know.
That's going to be weird. Wait, shouldn't you be? It's August. Shouldn't you be in some weird city practicing?
Yeah,
talking to the media.
You wonder if he gets like a real job and he's sitting there like, Daddy, it's May. I thought, why aren't we going to Costa Rica for 2 months?
Yeah,
like I got to work. What do you mean? You're being selfish. I want to go to Costa Rica for 2 months.
Pop up shop here in Tampa.
Right. You know what I mean?
Why don't I ever talk to Uncle Alex?
When we going to Brazil for 8 weeks? Yeah. And we usually do that with Mom. Yeah. Why aren't we doing it anymore?
Yeah.
So this is he selfish? I have a hard time calling him selfish because of the way he played his game and the team first and all these other things. He's a quarterback. He's an athlete.
Yeah, but it is. I would say that there's these things. Now, I don't know if Rob Ninkovich was prompted because of what Seth Wickersham said. That's why they brought it up on ESPN. Or was this he just, you know, unsolicited? He just said it on his own.
So they had a producer meeting where they asked Rob, like, could this be Brady's last dance? And he's like, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah. No, that's exactly how it happens. And I'm the same. Like, I'm just going to call it. I think the 45 was like just like a distraction, like a sleight of hand. Like, I don't want anyone to pay attention to what's really going on. I'm just going to be done. And I think a big part of this also is the way Bruce Arians has been acting. He's been out of control. I think he has a very, you know, slight grip on his team. Like the whole hitting of the Adams guy on defense. Like, and then his response to it, which we're going to play for you later on, that to me is a sign of a guy that has no patience anymore. He's done. So one of those, either one of those coordinators are going to be like the new Joshua Daniels. I'm going to open up my world to you. I'm going to show you a brand new world.
So you think Bruce is kind of like high strung because he knows this is the last dance with Tom?
I do think, excellent choice of words. Like, yeah, I think he's high strung. For a guy, think about it, Tyler. He doesn't coach the offense. He doesn't coach the defense. He addresses the team. He manages the game. He delegates. Why is he so uptight and high-strung? Like, it can't just be all of Antonio Brown.
What happened to Win, Lose, We Booze?
Yeah, what happened to that guy? Where the hell is he? Dude, relax.
What happened to the Kool-Aid man crashing through the wall saying, hey, it doesn't matter. Victory Monday.
He's physically attacking a player on his team. Why? When did he become such a disciplinarian? I don't get it. To me, that's a sign that Arians is gone. So if Arians is gone, one of the two coordinators, and it's really Byron Leftwich. If Byron Leftwich leaves, who is he working with?
Todd Bowles.
But who's running the office? Probably 29-year-old kid? Hey, like I was a ball boy last year.
Josh?
maybe it's one of the Belichick kids.
Charlie Weiss Jr.
Maybe, yeah, Charlie Weiss's son is like, I don't know where he's at now. But he's involved somewhere for some college team.
Can I throw out one other scenario along with, you know, if he wins, he retires. If Tom Brady does not announce what is going to happen and they get to the end of the season, do you guys understand where we're going to be again, right? We're going to be back at Brady Watch Part 2.
This one's going to be easier, though.
It
will be easier. I don't think he's ever going to play for
Tom,
another team.
Tom can come back. We don't need Mac Jones. I wouldn't trade him for Russell Wilson or Kyler Murray. But if Tom Brady comes back, get rid of Mac Jones.
I don't think so. I mean, as much as you love Tom Brady at this point or whatever, maybe some fans are just tired of it. I don't think anyone says we're going to bring Tom Brady back for a year. I mean, we're going to sign a 45-year-old
Brady Watch Part
45-year-old free agent. Like, I don't see that happening. But I do think I never in a million years thought it was possible that this would be it for him. I bought the 45. But I'm just saying, when you start looking at some of the things that have been written or said the last week or so, you have to start thinking about it. Well, like, this weekend, when they play the Rams, that could be it.
So your offensive coordinators mentioned it. Seth Wickersham has mentioned it.
Your quarterback coach has mentioned it. Rob Ninkovich has mentioned it. Seth Wickersham
Brady has basically alluded to a version of that.
Brady has changed his opinion to, I've always said that, you know, I'll quit when I suck. Now, all of a sudden, it's I'll quit when I'm no longer take a team to a championship.
Well, that could
maybe this team is not going to be able to be brought to a championship next year.
That could be this weekend. You could lose. Are they playing on Sunday or Saturday? I don't mean
Sunday. Sunday.
When we brought this up on Friday.
Start thinking about that game, Fo. Yeah, you're in deep hole.
I'm in deep.
What's up?
On Friday, when we were discussing who, if determined who wins the Super Bowl, who would this be the biggest deal for, when we brought up Tom Brady, you two and Fitzy were like, meh, doesn't matter.
Right. How many more you got to win?
Has that changed?
No.
If he retires?
Really? Well, who has the most to gain was the question.
No, it doesn't change.
What's the gain? Who's this the biggest deal for?
It doesn't
change. Tom Brady wins. That's 22 years now of an institution that's been a part of football.
No, I get it.
Such a long lead. It doesn't even matter.
I get it. But it's not like, I don't know how much more he has to gain other than for his own, like, okay, I went out winning a Super Bowl, which is a lot, don't get me wrong. But we're talking about, you know, Rodgers just being a guy that's underperformed his whole career. We're talking about Matthew Stafford, everybody just calls a loser. Talking about Pat Mahomes on a path to possibly being the greatest quarterback of all time.
Is it at least
four
more
years
than
of his career?
Mike McCarthy at this point?
What's that?
Is it more than Mike McCarthy at this point?
Is it more than Mike?
That was Christian's answer.
The first name Christian said was
Mike McCarthy.
Than Tom Brady.
I didn't even say that.
You did.
You can't prove it.
Absolutely.
I don't even know what you're talking
about.
Let
me get a couple calls before we move on to this next topic.
And don't start looking it up right now. Focus on the show. I'll be asking for some drops.
All right, let me go to Tom in Hell real quick. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, guys. Hey, the Brady thing. First of all, Brady had to go to someplace warm. That's the deal he made with his wife. I know that pretty much for a fact.
Oh, you do,
he
huh?
Goes out to Tampa. Oh, yeah, I do. And I'm telling you, Christian.
Did you talk to Giselle?
No, I got a couple of friends.
You said, hold on. You said you knew that for a fact. How do you know that for a fact, Tom?
I'm going by someone that I know. But the thing is, she hated New England. So they're down to Tampa. It's his team. Arians, you know, he's a buffoon. It's Brady's team, and what Brady's doing is just remarkable. We all know it, and he's going to play until he's. Starts throwing dots, and he's throwing dots right now. They're ridiculous. He's definitely coming back next year. We'll see what happens. I'm rooting for Brady, obviously. Are you kidding me? I love Tom Brady. I hope he pulls it off. I'm hoping it's going to be a Rodgers-Brady showdown, and I take Brady all day.
Okay.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
Okay. Hey, appreciate it, Tom. Appreciate
I love
it.
How he finally had to say, well, okay, I didn't really
He's throwing dots right now.
He's throwing dots. He's throwing dots, Foyer. All right, listen, whatever. We just thought about it.
We bring it up
for you. I think it's reality. And if it is, and it's the biggest story in the league, and you don't hear enough people maybe talking about it, the possibility of Tom Brady walking away. Well, Tom Brady, when he was here in New England, he always had this binky, right? Whether it was Brown or Welker or Edelman or even Gronk. Is that what Mac Jones needs? Or does he need a legit outside number one wide receiver? We'll do it next on Marloni and Foyer.